Back to Black. This is Joni.
This is Amy.
I don't know what happened.
Okay, I was like,
call failed.
I was just really getting going, and then I was like, zoop, and I'm all, okay.
I didn't even give her a break yet. Well, I promise, if that happens again, I'm not hanging up on you.
I will always say
goodbye or, you know.
I understand. I'm the exact same way. No, thank you. Goodbye. I'm the exact same way. It's just it's the Southern in us is what it is. I was born in Mobile, Alabama. We were taught better than that. You at least say goodbye before you bang the phone down or snap it shut. Yeah. Remember when you had the flip phone? You could just snap it shut. And it was so satisfying, right?
It was. Well, you know, as I'm older, I can say goodbye a little not Southern-like, but I still don't just connect. You know, I don't want there to be any confusion. If I hang up on you, I want you to know I hung up on you.
That, and please don't call me back.
Because you know, if there's confusion, you're very likely to call me back.
Exactly. So, if you were unsure as to why and how we were disconnecting, you know.
Yeah.
Plus, I feel like it's so unprofessional. Like, you know, sometimes I have these guys who tell the support team, like, yeah, call me back in 2 months for upgrade or this or that, or they want to try a different portion of a package, right? And just yesterday, like, I called this guy. He's been with us like 3 or 4 months, and I called him and I said, you know, I also serve on other teams here at our job, and so we have a Google Guarantee Department. And I said, you know, this is Amy with the Google Guarantee Department. I'm calling at your request. And he just literally hung up the phone and doesn't have his voicemail set up. It didn't answer on the return call, and I just, you know, I was like, you know, you're not even a good candidate for this anymore. Never mind. If you can't answer your phone and that's how you treat people when they do call to help you, no thanks.
Right.
I can't represent you like that because you're just not a good, you're not a good candidate. You know what I mean?
Yes. They don't have their voicemail set up in business. That's kind of, I mean, to be full is one thing.
Exactly.
I'm saying that when
exactly.
you can't get to
them. Exactly.
It's not even set up. I'm like, what good is that?
Exactly. You know, unless you know, like, hey, this is a brand new phone number or something like that. But then I always tell them, my strong suggestion for you is to set up your voicemail, because us alone, we're going to be leaving you voicemails, let alone any clients, you know?
I know. Yeah.
So,
and just how special it is to have it say this voicemail is not set up.
Exactly.
I mean,
we're on the same page. So what I was telling you is, what Google does is they actually, so what we do is we take all the information from you, right? We take your business information. We go in, we're Google Premier Partner in business 17 years, 10,000 clients across the U.S. and Canada. And what we do is we submit you to Google. We're a trusted partner to Google, so when we submit you, we're like, hey, we're speaking up for this company. We're claiming this PIN code for them on the first page. They send the PIN code to you. You verify the business. This is how you even show up on the first page. So with the submission comes a number of different things. Submission for website, submission for domain, submission for different directories and the ads and all the things. So one of the main things that Google looks for when they send out the bots for crawling, so they're looking for name, address, phone number, website consistency. They're looking to see the same information everywhere. If the address is hidden on, say, the Google listing, say it's a home office and it's hidden on the Google listing, then they're expecting it to be hidden on all destinations. If the address is showing, then they're looking for the consistency in the address. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So to have multiple domain names, even though they feed into the same, unless they're all on the same website and it's like landing pages feeding in, it's really not as helpful as one might think.
Well, that's all I wanted it for was, you know, when
people
get it wrong or Google other things.
You know, I got
whatever.
You.
I want to feed to the one. I don't
I got you. I got you 100%. And that's how it used to be, but it's not like that so much anymore. Okay.
Okay.
So that's one of the things. We can write content directly to your domain. That's not a problem. I don't know. I'm just all giving you all the options. I don't know how tied to that other company you are, but you know, with all due respect, you didn't sound like extremely confident in them. So that's why I just want to give you all the options.
Company.
Okay.
This is sort of a company, but it's more of a friend who does it on the side just to help people out when, you know, when you don't have $10,000 to spend for a new website out the gate.
Well, the good news is that we don't charge that. The great news is we don't charge that. We're very reasonable. We have some different options for you. Okay. Now it just really depends on your budget and how strong of a push it is that you want. Okay. So I'm going to send you a text and we're going to go over the pricing packages together. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Give me 1 second. Let me get her moving. Here we go. Oh boy. It's like a 3-cup coffee Friday, I feel like. Oh, boy. Here we go. Okay, it's coming over to you.
Yesterday was Friday, and that did not do me well.
Oh, I hate it when that happens.
I know. I was like, oh, great, tomorrow's Saturday, and somebody was like, yeah, sorry.
Not this week, sister.
Yep. I know, right?
Take control of your online presence. We get you found online and list you with the top online search engines and directories. We generate better qualified leads because they come directly to you. There's no lead fees, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
We monitor your reviews and help with reputation management across all platforms. And, of course, the tracking and reporting system from with which I was sharing with you briefly, we will get into it a little bit more. Proven success, we've been in business 17 years, 10,000 clients across the U.S. and Canada. Google Ads Partnership Badge is our Google Premier Badge. If you were to click on that, Joni, it's going to take you away from my website. It's going to take you to google.com/partners. This is our badge of authenticity. We are who we say we are. We're able to do what we say we can do, and Google backs us on that. There's only 40 premier partners in the U.S., okay?
Right.
Getting down into the packages here, the Pro, the Platinum, and the Premier package. Now, first things first, I can waive the setup fee altogether on each of these packages because you're less than a year in business. We'd really like to cut you guys a break. And I can drop each of these pricing packages for the monthly investment down by 50%. So the Pro package would be $199, the Platinum package would be $299, and the Platinum Premier would be $499.
Right.
Now, the differences here, and then I have a VIP package, which would be set at $449 a month, and it is a combo. So we'll go over each very briefly here. Each package includes the Google Business Profile setup, which is the PIN verification and making sure that you're showing up on the first page of Google. Now, each of our things here is not a contract. It's a verbal 2-month commitment that you're willing to stick the program out 2 months. It does charge monthly in order to cut everybody a break. We don't take all your money up front. We like to earn your business a month at a time, and each of our clients chooses to keep coming back to us on a monthly basis. Now, the reason we ask for that is because the Google Business Profile takes anywhere from 30 to 45 days for placement on the first page. So we would hate to see somebody go before the packages come to full fruition. Okay?
Okay.
A lot of times I do see it happen sooner, but again, the industry standard is 3 to 6 months for first page placement on Google in the local map. Ours is 30 to 45 days, and we give you that in writing with the terms and conditions. Bing Local is the first page of Bing, which is the world's second largest leading search engine. SEO content creation is all keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation across all platforms. U.S. client support says everything is done in-house, nothing is outsourced. Popular directory submission package is going to be the programming for the 60-plus premium directories. Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. There's a boodly bunch of them. I won't bore you to death, but what the function of these is to open up other revenue streams, and also because this added content pushes you further up the page and gives you a stronger, more dominant presence and more exposure, okay?
Okay.
Each package comes with review monitoring and reputation management. Optimized landing page is the website. Okay, if you already have domain you want us to write the content to, that's fantastic. If not, we include it with the package. The websites are Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized. So they load iPhones, Androids, tablets, smart car search results, even voice activated searches, Amazon Alexa and Google Home. Each package comes with a complete tracking and reporting system to allow you to track the results of the package. Now the Pro package only includes the Google Business Listing, and the Google Business Listing covers you for approximately 10 to 15 miles outside of where the pin is dropped. So if we drop it in Columbia or we drop it in Darlington or somewhere in between, it's only going to cover you for the about that mile radius. It's a great starter package, especially if finances are really tight, because it's buildable. Once you get some income coming in, once you get some some reviews, and once you have the ability to step off a little bit more, then it allows you to do that. The Platinum package includes also $100 worth of Facebook ads. So that's the difference in the pricing from $199 to $299. The Facebook ads allow us to target specific zip codes and areas outside of where the business is physically located, where we drop that Google pin verification. Okay, so this is going to give you the length on the program, or the reach, so to speak. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The Platinum Premier includes all those basic services, but the difference between the Platinum and the Platinum Premier is it includes $300 worth of Google ads, which are very, very specific and really allow you to drop in, and it gives you two different spots on the first page of Google. So one at the very tippy top where it says add, and then the second one within the local map. With these, we're able to program in again to the specific zip codes and areas that you want to target and come up in. All calls come directly to you for all packages. Now, there's another package that includes all that stuff, but it's a combo. It has Facebook ads and Google ads in it, and that's the one that's set at $449. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Did I overwhelm you?
Nope. Good so far.
Okay. So which package do you think would fit the company best?
Now, I've got Pro, I've got Platinum, and then Platinum Premier is the one you're saying is $449?
No, Platinum Premier is $499. So Platinum Premier only includes Google ads. It doesn't have the Facebook ads included in it. There's a second package on a different portion of the site that says VIP package, so it's $449. It's a $50 difference. It includes $200 worth of Google ads, and then it includes a portion of Facebook ads, the Google local listing. It gives you a little taste of everything and gives you a strong exposure.
Okay, so what one that's called the VIP? What does the VIP have that the Platinum doesn't have?
It has the Facebook ads included in it.
Now, I thought Platinum had $100 worth of Facebook ads.
The regular Platinum does. So the regular Platinum is only Google Business in the local map and $100 of Facebook ads.
Okay, I am lost then.
Okay. Platinum includes, so the Google local mapping section, right? The red dots on the map and Facebook ads.
Okay.
Okay.
And then, so I thought there was $300 worth of Google ads with the Platinum.
With the Platinum Premier.
Premier. Mm-hmm. That's the, okay, gotcha. Gotcha, gotcha, gotcha. So Platinum has just the 15-mile pin from where we place it, and then $100 worth of Facebook ads that would allow me to reach out Facebook-wise with zip codes and stuff. Then the Platinum Premier has $300 worth of Google ads, which allows me to go outside of that.
Yes, ma'am.
And it still has the Facebook ads, or I can drop back a little to the VIP and get just $100 worth of Google ads, but still have the Facebook ads.
Mm-hmm. You got it.
And it's $50 difference. It's basically $449.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and so the primary difference in that $50 is $200 worth of Google Ads versus $300 worth of Google Ads.
Yes, ma'am. And if you choose to move forward with the Platinum Premier Package, because it is a newer package that Google has pushed out, in the first month, we match your $300 in Google Ads with $100 of our own, with like a coupon, so to speak. So you really get $400 in the first month.
Now, go back to, you said this is month to month, and basically I would be verbally committing to 2 months, but...
Correct.
It is 30 to 45 days to show up on the first page, but you said something about...
In the local mapping section. So the ads, any of the ads we run have you showing up in the first 7 to 14 days. The website's up and running in 3 to 5 days. The directories are up and running in 5 to 7 days. So the bottom line with the Google Business Profile is that it takes approximately 6 to 10 days for you to receive the PIN code in the mail. Once you receive the PIN code in the mail, you give us that PIN code, okay, because we've submitted to Google for verification. Google says yes, send you the code. You give the code to us. Verification is complete. We can begin programming in the local mapping section. Now, there's a lot of times I see activity first page placement on Google in the local mapping section sooner than that 30 to 45 days. But what my terms and conditions state is that I tell you exactly how long it could take. Okay?
Okay. Now let me ask another question. I mean, when I search on Google, I don't click ones that say ads. I just don't know why, but I don't. I'll scroll down to find what's right under the ads. So this paying for the Google ads is not a problem because I know a lot of people do click them. But you're saying I pay, my package includes these ads, and I don't pay per click when somebody clicks an ad link?
Yes, ma'am. That's exactly what I'm saying. There's no additional click cost whatsoever. And those, what the 300 or 400, depending on what those get you, those clicks do come out of that budget, okay? They're approximately anywhere from $5 to $10 per click, okay? There's different, we give you 101 keyword search term phrases, so you could be coming up for all derivatives and everything that's associated with your keywords for what y'all are offering. That's why there's a varying cost on that. And again, I'm like you because I know what the ads mean, and I know that it costs a company if I click on that. Whether they have a package or not, it's going to cost somewhere. So I choose not to click on the ads, but a lot of folks, they do click on the ads, and those run straight back to your website because what happens is they click on it, and it takes them straight to your that destination on your website page.
Okay. So if I'm getting there, that's what the ad is for, is $300 worth of clicks, or $400, whatever, or $200 or what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What happens when the click over that amount? What happens when
you rotate off the page? You rotate off the top in the ads, but you still have that local listing to support you. Now, the thing about this is, again, like you and I don't necessarily click on the ads, so it does give you greater exposure even if they don't click on it, okay?
Yeah.
And that budget will last you the majority of the month. So we used to offer packages that only included $100 worth of Facebook ads, and it just, I mean, with only $100 worth of Google ads, and it just wasn't supporting the businesses the way that Google needed them to be supported. People were canceling their programs. So they came up with this in order to show you guys the strong support that you need.
Okay. So next question is, all these keywords that are so wonderful, are those, do you guys have lists of those industry specific? Do I have to come up with those? What does this come from?
Well, the great thing about this is with the Google Premier Partnership, we have access to the Google database for keyword coverage. So we get some information from you, and then you have what's called a client interview. With the client interview, this is where the technician's getting down to the nuts and bolts. It's really a great conversation because they're going to take the services you're providing, they're going to run it against the demographics of where you're providing them, and then they're going to present you with the keyword list of what we recommend. At the end of the day, Joni, you have a final say-so if you want to keep all those keywords or if you don't. So for example, you know, I had this guy, he was down in Louisiana, and he was a kitchen remodeler, and we presented him with all of his keywords, you know, and he said, that's great, those are fine, but Miss Amy, I needed to also say in their kitchen redid. He said, because that's how they say it down here. And I understand that's about as far south as you can get. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he got hits on it. He got hits on it. And but what I'm trying to convey to you is that if there's specific, you know, because you, like with excavation, you have land clearing in the north, but you have bush hogging in the south.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Yeah. So there's different keywords, and you know what your people are looking for. So if there's something industry specific that you want to make sure is on there, we take in what you want, absolutely. But we don't expect you to come up with the information on your own by any means.
Good.
That's literally what you're hiring us for.
Good, good. And then when you said, talk to me about the website, you said, I already forgot what you said.
So the websites are Google compliant, they're conversion driven, they're mobily optimized. So Google compliancy means it's not going to be like a Wix domain. Wix domains are not Google compliant. They don't get great conversion. So what this means is that it's going to have an SSL certificate. The information on the website is going to be secured. Nobody can take your information. There is a box for correspondence between you and clients or prospects. That's a lead capture box. So if your website doesn't have an SSL certificate on it, Joni, literally, you know, there's hackers everywhere. They're doing all kinds of crazy
right.
stuff. We all get crazy emails and this and that. Somebody just wants to know about some seal coating on their driveway, and they input that information to you, but they also happen to put their address. Hey, can you come out and give us an estimate? It has their first and last name. It has their email. It has their phone number. So now if the website's not secure, anybody who is a hacker between you and them can literally steal that information and do whatever they want with it.
Right.
Okay? So we make sure each site is secure. Even if you're coming in with your own domain, we give it the SSL certificate if it doesn't already have it. Okay? Now, Google compliant, conversion driven means that the websites have programming on the back end in order to get conversion. As far as Google, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Facebook, it has the keyword coverage in it. It has the meta tags and the things that it needs in order to show you the conversion. Okay?
Okay.
They also have they have payment integration directly on the site. If you have any, if you're taking any form of electronic payment, Zelle, Venmo, Cash App, you give us the QR code, we brand it on there. If you have a business PayPal, they take like 1.8 or 1.9% of each transaction, but what it allows you to do is to take all major credit cards directly through PayPal. Those different payment options that we brand on your website all go directly to you. We're not taking your payments for you. We're branding your payment information on your site. So you can take payments straight like that if you choose to. There's also a Google review tab on the site itself. So your clients or prospects can go on and leave you a review straight from the site itself. If it's anything less than a 5-star review, you get the option to respond to that client or speak with them first before that review goes live. All 5-star reviews load on the website. Therefore, when they find your website on Facebook or Yelp or Yahoo or wherever else outside of Google, they can see what other people are saying about you.
Awesome. Hopefully.
Yes.
Okay, now, I have a domain name, but I don't have anything set up, no content on it, no pictures, no anything. Who does that?
We do.
I like that even better.
Yes, ma'am. And I'll send you an example of the basic sites that are included. Let me send you a text real quick. We showcase the photos of your work. We have the web developer write the bio about your company, of course. They are customizable, okay? We have the web developer write the content based on what it is you're offering, where you're offering. All your destinations are there. We hyperlink also like your Facebook business page and these things down at the bottom of the site so that the clients are always drawn back to the site. So if they find you on Facebook, they're directed back to the site after they get done looking at the Facebook page. If they find you on Facebook ads, it takes them straight to your site, things like that.
Okay, so I set up a Facebook business page, but cool. With my packet, provided I get it, there is Facebook ads that you set up.
Correct. So we would take your current Facebook business profile and we're gonna ramp it up. We're gonna put it on steroids. We're gonna optimize it. And then we're also gonna create the ads to go with it. We do encourage you to create weekly posts. We do encourage you to say little tidbits. We do not do your social media correspondence. We do not respond to your clients. We do not, you know, anything like that.
Right. You just put it on steroids for what it does and adds.
Correct.
Okay, got it. What else do I need to know?
Well, that's basically the nuts and bolts of it. So from the tracking system, there's quite a few features. A, you're going to be able to go in and make any adjustments that you want from the tracking system. Say you want to run a promotion. Say you want to run a coupon at, you know, 10% off all new clients who sign up before Memorial Day or something like that, okay? You're able to request reviews directly from the dashboard as well. So the really great function here is once you're verified on Google, there's a review tab. You drop down. It gives a drop down. You export. It sends them a pre-made message via text or email. Any friends, family members, anybody willing to say something nice about you, you definitely want to get their feedback because it takes 5 5-star rankings on the first page of Google to help start moving the list, the listing forward.
Okay. Got it.
You can upload new photos or change any content that you choose to. You can also do live chat directly with a technician from the dashboard. You also get call tracking. So it's very professional. Thank you for calling such and such. For new clients, please press 1. For, you know, previous clients or current clients, please press 2, something along those lines. What this does is eliminate spam and robocalls and allows you to track how the phone calls are coming in directly. Now, this does direct straight to your phone. You're always going to know when it's an actual client calling because it has that specific phone number. Now, with the call tracking within your dashboard, you actually, like, I'm assuming at some point you're probably going to have a secretary or you're going to have an office lady or something like that. So with this, you're going to be able to track those phone calls for training purposes or whatever purposes that you might need for that. Okay, so we give you a breakdown on literally everything. You're able to see number of keywords per impression, how many times somebody looked at blacktop or asphalt paving or whatever the case is, how many times you showed up, how many times you were clicked on, the location of the searches that have been performed. It's a complete breakdown.
Okay, awesome.
Which package do you want to get with?
Hang on, I'm looking at your webpage you sent me. So, like this one you just sent me with the Morgan Electric, when I look at the map and the circle around San Diego, how big is that circle? Is that like the map search, Google search 15 miles, or how big is that circle?
Well, so it says on there, proudly serving San Diego County. So he's servicing the entire county. So the purpose of this is to show his prospective clients how far out he's willing to go.
Okay.
He's willing to go clear down through, it looks like, Mexico. He's going up to Escondido. Now, it looks like he might even go into the ocean to do your electrical if you want.
Tell me.
Okay. So this is to show the prospects because, you know, sometimes people be on there looking, well, oh, they don't even service our area or whatever the case is. Okay.
Yeah, that's your... I'm concerned about with the 15-mile deal is, you know, my home office is in Columbia, and I certainly want this business. The physical location of the equipment is in Darlington, but that is not a prime target area. It's great for us because it's halfway between Columbia and Florence and the beach areas that are so populated. So 15 miles outside of Darlington, if I put a pin there, doesn't do me a lot of good. And 15 miles outside of Columbia is great, but it misses my target audience all the way down that I-20 corridor and the 95 corridor over there. So that's
where the ads come in. You're definitely going to need a package with the ads. And that's why we target those areas specifically. You can give us zip code, you can give us city name, you can give us counties. It's really up to you how you want to target it. You can give us a mile radius if you choose to. But the only way, there's only two ways, okay, there's only two ways to reach outside of where the business is physically located. The first one is the ads, and the second one is to drop pins in other locations. But the problem with that is that you have to have actual physical addresses. It cannot be P.O. boxes. Okay.
Right.
Google does not accept P.O. boxes, and you have to have separate phone numbers for each as if it were different locations. Okay. People will see the ad. They see the ad. They may scroll down, and then they go ahead and see that Google local listing, which is where a lot of folks are comfortable, like you and I. So that's where we click. Now, the search is determined by the end user. Okay. When the end user is putting in those keywords, that's when you pop up. So there is chance that you can show outside of that 15-mile radius, but we like to give you the right impression. We don't want you to think that your Google local listing is going to cover you 75 miles because it's just the likelihood of it is very, very slim. But once they see that ad, it goes ahead and pulls them back in and targets them specifically in that area. So it's like taking your business card and literally dropping that with your website into that area.
So if somebody's in Myrtle Beach and they say asphalt maintenance near me, now when they put in near me, is that going just to Google's map search where it's not going to pull me up, or is that going to go to anything that has zip code near where they are? Or
that's going to go to anywhere that your target – it's going to show you – it's not going to show you in – is Myrtle Beach close to Columbia?
No, it's 2 hours away.
Okay. Yeah, you'll show in their ads because you're targeting that area specifically.
Okay, so if I've targeted Myrtle Beach and that zip code and all that down there and somebody just – Google searches asphalt maintenance near me and their zip code is down there, it'll pull me because I've targeted that zip code with that.
Correct.
Okay. So it doesn't pull me up on their map, that little map that pops up on Google.
Correct.
It'll pull me up in that area.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And how many, like in these packages, how many are zip codes part of those keywords? How many areas do I get in the package, or how does that work?
Well, with the packages, we can cover up to 100-mile radius. You can do like 20 zip codes, 20 cities, or you can do like 4 counties, depending on how far it is that you want to search. I mean, if you have like 100 zip codes, we strongly suggest that either you do more in ads or that you go by mile radius or city name, because a lot of times there's 5 or 6 different zip codes that are included in one city name.
Yeah, absolutely. There are probably 10 in Columbia.
Yeah, there's quite a few, so we would just cover all of Columbia. And then, I mean, you and I both know you're going to get those tire kickers or those people that are in areas that you don't specifically really want to target. But the great news is you didn't pay for that lead. There's no lead cost coming into you. So if it's something you choose to turn away, then you have the ability to do so without it having cost you.
Okay, explain that to me. So if I've got this $300 in Google Ads and somebody searches me from Augusta, Georgia, which is not that far from me, but it's not in my target range.
You're not going to come up. You're not going to come up in Augusta if you're not specifically targeting Augusta. You're not going to come up in Augusta.
Okay. Well, what if they from Augusta search? If they just search asphalt maintenance in South Carolina,
how far away? It's like 10, 15 miles, or it's further.
No, it's like 1 hour and a half. It's probably 50. 60, 70 miles down there.
The likelihood of you coming up like that is very low unless you're going in by mile radius, unless you're just doing like a blanket. The likelihood of you coming up in Augusta is very, very low unless you're targeting it specifically or you're doing it by mile. So, I mean, we can even do negative keywords, say you don't want to come up in Augusta. So we put that in that you don't want any type of calls coming in from that far away.
Okay. So how, tell me that again, you said like 100-mile radius or 20 cities or 4 counties.
Mm-hmm. You could go between 20, 25 cities, 20, 25 zip codes if you want to be very specific with the zip codes. Because you guys are just starting out, unless you already very well know the lay of your land and exactly like where it is that y'all want to be coming up, I don't suggest the zip codes unless you already have a really good idea of the exact target.
Yeah. I know the general area we're targeting.
Mm-hmm.
We're primarily targeting that area because there's not much competition. There's tons mm-hmm. of competition in Columbus.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but those areas, not as much. So it's further for us to travel, but we're trying to figure out where we really want the location to be. You know, we're trying to target between
right.
Columbia, I think is going to be a hot market. And then, so we're kind of in a center there with Darlington, even
mm-hmm.
though there's not much business per se in Darlington itself. So
right.
it's just a whole center.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of coming from that. And I don't know. So I need to, when do I decide how I'm doing the 100-mile radius of the 20 cities of the 4 counties?
You have time to decide that. Plus, the technician's going to go over everything with you as far as, you know, you give them the ideas of what you're thinking and where you want to be coming up, and we help you determine that if you need help with that. So that's all done during client interview. The client interview is an extensive conversation. We block off an entire hour for each client. We don't anticipate it taking more than 20 to 30 minutes. You are a very extensive person. You like to know exactly what's going on, and I can really appreciate that. So I would block off the hour for you.
Yeah, definitely an overthinker.
That's okay.
Amy, I know that you want and are trained to get me to agree today, and I will tell you I do want to do one. I am meeting with my CPA Monday
mm-hmm.
to since we are new and growing, we're redoing and setting our budget for advertising and stuff like that. I want to do one of the higher packages,
mm-hmm.
but I just feel like I need to go over whatever she's doing Monday. Is there any way Monday afternoon you can call me back?
Sure. What time?
Or I can call you if you can give me a direct line. I don't want to call and talk to somebody different, and I don't want to, you know.
Yeah, no, I'll be the lead on your account and point of contact for you. So I'll send you a text message with my direct phone number and extension line, and I'll also send you out an email so you can review the information, and then I'll set you in my calendar.
Awesome.
What time would you like a call back?
That would be awesome, especially as much as you can send me email or links to things, I will go through it and get a lot of my overthinking questions answered myself
mm-hmm.
and pinpoint questions that I'll have, you know, so it'll just go easier to set it up. But I really would, you know, my gut tells me to go with the lowest package just because I just had the catalytic converter stolen out from underneath my van
oh.
and I've got to that, and I really, really
no.
don't want to make an insurance claim because you know what that does. I mean,
yes.
I hate insurance. I
yes.
just got a personal bill for $40,000 where I do have health insurance, but oh yeah, we're not going to pay $40,000 from your little 2-day visit to the hospital before Christmas and knee surgery. And you know what I mean? There's just a lot going on that tells me you better not jump up. But then the other side of me is saying this is important. You've got to spend money to make money.
Mm-hmm.
and we want to grow, and there's no better way, in my opinion, to grow than online and through Google and stuff. And with you putting it all together to do it for me, where I'm not trying to use, you know, little Johnny, who is a friend of mine, to make me come up with keywords that I need from, you know, I don't have time for all that. So,
right. So if I could be very candid with you, Joni, which I feel like I can, that pro package is, it's great. Don't get me wrong. But honestly, if I were you, for what you're offering, where you're offering, it's a heavily saturated industry and market and areas, I would suggest going with a higher package. And that's not just because I want to sell you a higher package. At bare minimum, I would go with the Platinum, the $299.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. There, you don't even have to sell me on that. It's just one of those things where – when I'm looking at all these bills myself,
I got
you.
I'm
thinking of where my CPA will, she's good. She's more like, where do we need to spend the money, you know?
Right.
And your bills don't affect your business, you know, let's don't worry about that. So I'm thinking we very easily will go with, I'm even thinking the VIP or the Platinum. I kind of like to, I'd rather kind of get it out there and see how it's going and see the best and then, you know, adjust from there. I don't like to start lower and be frustrated and need to grow up, you know.
Right. And that's it. It will, you know, especially with what you're thinking. Like, I understand, of course, cost is always a concern, but a lot of times I talk to these guys and they're just small-minded business owners and they're terrified.
Yeah.
They're terrified.
Yeah.
So they have to go with the baby package, and then they're like, Amy, it's not working as quickly as I need it to work. Well, A, you haven't given it enough time. B, you're only targeting this far. Like, if people take that pro package and they're in Brooklyn, that covers maybe a five-mile radius.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
And I don't like people that are, what is that old saying, like penny-wise and dollar-foolish or something like that. I'll pay $5 to save that penny. I don't want to do that either. I'd rather.
And your CPA is going to tell you that all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. So it is an investment, of course. It puts you into a primary position to earn back thousands of dollars in revenue, and it gives you a very, very strong push.
Yeah, and I like it. I like everything you said. I like you. I'm comfortable talking to you. I do not feel like you were just trying to sell me.
No.
Because I get kind of resistant to that. I get, you know, I've clicked the link before to buy some weight loss drug that's going to make me lose 100 pounds overnight because I want to believe that. But as soon as they start, and if you order now, and what about this, and you need this, I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
I'm the same way. I really just wish that one time you would click on it and it would be exactly what it freaking says it is, right?
Exactly.
Like, if it was just, like, I even ordered this makeup. So it's like Il Melage, right? And the lady's like, you do your online color match. And I'm like, there is no way. And I read the reviews and all these girls are like, yes, it is a direct color match. So you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. They say, $45 for the bottle. We do not charge you until 2 weeks after. Of course, they take a card, and I trusted them, man. And they charged me, and I loved the makeup, but I was so mad that I canceled. I canceled because you did not do what you said you were going to do. Like, I gave you the card. I trusted you. I love the product. But you burnt yourself because you didn't tell the truth. So that's one of the reasons I am so – I tell you guys everything, like literally everything I've verbally told you is in the terms and conditions, the exact delivery dates, the exact stuff is there for you. I don't fluff it up. It is going to take time. You're not going to come up very first right away. It is something that's going to take time. And no matter whether you go with me or you go with Johnny Rocket down the street, you're gonna have to, it's going to take time. There's just no way. You know, there's no way for overnight results. The only way for overnight results is Google Guarantee, and they don't have it in your category in your area. As soon as they add paving, I have quite a few different papers. Google Guarantee is guaranteed leads that are backed directly by Google. They come straight to you. They go to no one else. They back you as the provider with $2,000 worth of insurance to the client, and they go through a very extensive background check and advanced verification for each face-to-face employee. It's a fantastic program, and you're literally only charged for the leads that you either give an estimate on or set an appointment for. But it's a beta program that's through Google, and it's not available in every area for every category. They have select areas and select categories, and paving isn't on there at all, which it really should be because it's such a huge market, you know. And if they had that, I would have gave you that right out the gate. It's just like a $250 application fee while you get verified, and then it's a set monthly budget that never goes up.
Wow. That does sound cool.
It is.
Okay,
it is. And as soon as it's available, I will be letting you know. But what's your email?
Right now, and if B to B, like the letter
mm-hmm.
B, the number two, the letter B, Joanie,
mm-hmm.
Joanie,
mm-hmm.
at gmail.com.
Okay, you're going to see a few come through, so I will send you each package that we spoke about. They'll be labeled individually. I'm not going to send you the pro just because you basically understand
that's
it's
fine.
The nuts and bolts package that you're not really, you know.
Yep, that's fine.
Okay, so the first one's going to be labeled VIP campaign, and you do want to check your promotional mail in the event that you it falls into your spam or something like that, okay? You're not going to see a whole boodly bunch of difference with each package. It's just giving you the breakdown of everything. All of our accolades are there. We've been featured on CNBC, all these different things that we have here for you. So they're coming through now. The second one's labeled Google Advertising and Facebook Marketing. And then the last one is going to be labeled just Google Advertising, okay?
Okay, sounds great.
And then what time should I follow up with you on Monday?
Hold on. I mean, let me see what time that appointment is. Monday. Lisa, 9:30. I've got to go to Lexington. You're in California. Anytime after, let's say 1:30 my time. So 12:30, 11:30, 10:30 your time.
Okay, I got you, and I'll call you at 10:30.
Okay, so that is. I'm putting 1:30.
I can send you a calendar invitation if you want.
Yep, that would be great.
Okay. Here, let me add it.
All right, great.
Okay. And then it's going to say, there we go.
Amy, did you already do that?
Yeah.
Can we move it to my time?
To your time?
Yes.
Okay. No worries.
I don't know how long the appointment with Lisa will take, and I just was thinking about it. She's at least 45 minutes to an hour away from me. So let's move it to 2.
Okay.
Because I'd like to be back in the office to be able to talk to you, not driving on the way back.
Right. Okay.
So, okay, great. Thanks,
Amy. Thank you for your time. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.